verse number 1. Men, brethren, and fathers, hear ye my defense, which I make now unto you. And when they heard that he spake in the Hebrew tongue to them, they kept the more silence. And he saith, I am verily a man, which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God, as ye all are this day. And I persecuted this way unto the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women, as also the high priest doth bear me witness, and all the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters unto the brethren, and went to Damascus to bring them which were there bound unto Jerusalem for to be punished. And it came to pass that as I made my journey and was come nigh unto Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me. And I fell unto the ground and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. And they that were with me saw indeed the light and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, Arise and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do. And when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there, came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And the same hour I looked up upon him, and he said, The God of our fathers hath chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will, and see that just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. And it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance. And I saw him saying unto me, Make haste and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. And I said, Lord, they know that I imprisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believed on thee. And when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and consented unto his death, and kept the raiment of them that slew him. And he said unto me, Depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. Our Father, we thank you, Lord, again for every blessing. Thank you, Lord, for the church. Thank you, Father, for the privilege that we have to be able to come into your house one more time. We thank you, Lord, for these that are bound with us. Lord, I pray, Father, that you'd take thy word for a little while this morning, and Lord, engrave it in our heart, Lord, what you'd have us to do. We ask you, dear Father, to bless these people. Lord, we pray that you'd bless the message. God, we pray again that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Give us power to preach one more time the unsearchables of thy word. We ask you now, Lord, to go with us and give us the words that we need to say. Save some soul today. Revive the backslider. We ask you, Father, to rekindle a fire burning in our soul. What you do for us, we'll be careful to thank you, and we'll praise you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I want to talk to us this morning, if God will help me, for just a few minutes. I won't tax your patience, but I want to talk to us this morning when I feel like the Lord lay on our heart on a thought saved to serve. I want to talk to us on that thought for just a few minutes this morning on saved to serve. I know that I read lengthy to you this morning, but I felt the necessity of reading this text this morning because of the testimony that the Apostle Paul gives of his conversion. And if there was ever a person that was ever saved to serve the Lord, it was the Apostle Paul. I believe every conversion presses us into the kingdom of heaven. I believe we that are saved by the grace of God are saved not to sit down on a pew and do nothing, but we're saved to serve the Lord Jesus. Now, the Bible speaks of the body of Christ. We know this morning that when you talk about a body, it's made up of different members. Every one of us are different. We're different in our makeup. We're different in our in every aspect about us. Even as we are our physical bodies, we have many members, but we're all endeavoring for one function, and that is to live in this body. And so now we know that the body of Christ is made up of many members, but we're saved to serve the Lord Jesus. The church is often referred to as the body of Christ, and therefore him being the head of the church, then we know that he's the one that directs the church. And when you think about the church serving as a body of Christ, we're his hands, we're his feet, we're the ones that carry on the work that God intended for the church to do in this earth while we're here. There's coming a day where one day where Christ is going to call his church home. And then it's referred to as the bride of Christ. Amen. And as we go home forever to be with the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And so we know while we're here, we're the body of Christ. And therefore, we're saved to serve him. The Apostle Paul talks about his conversion. I believe you have to be saved to serve. Amen. I don't believe that this work is given to the world, but it's given to those who are saved by the grace of God. The greatest work given known to man is serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And whatever capacity that he has for us to serve him, we ought to do it to the best that we can and do it diligently. Do it with purpose in serving the Lord. The Apostle Paul, as he begins to talk about his conversion, he talks about his religion. Now I want to say this morning that religion is all right in its place, but serving the Lord takes more than religion. It takes salvation and experience of grace. I believe with all of my heart there's the zeal that's placed into the heart of every believer to serve the Lord after he's converted. Amen. I wouldn't give you a dime for somebody who calls himself a preacher and never has an experience of grace. I'm going to tell you, I'd be afraid of that man. I believe I've read several biographies of men that profess to be called, and I wouldn't trade them for my experience for nothing in this world. The Apostle Paul experienced a great conversion. The Bible said that his religion prompt him to haul away Christians and have them put to death. We know that the Apostle Paul, by his own testimony, was, the Bible said, was standing at Stephen's death when he was being stoned to death. And the Bible said that he said, I held his coat while they stoned him. He never got away from that. His conviction, what caused him to be converted. I want to tell you this morning, I believe it does take a conviction and a convincing how to serve the Lord Jesus with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. They've got to be something placed on the inside that convinces us wholly and assuredly that we're one of his. Amen. And that we're saved to serve. The Apostle Paul, the greatest missionary known to us, a missionary to the Gentiles, served with conviction. The Bible said in chapter number 23, the Apostle Paul said, earnestly beholding the council, he said, men and brethren, he said, I have lived in all good conscience before God unto this day. His conviction and his convincing led him to serve with a good conscience. His God, I want to tell you this morning, amen, when you're fully convinced and you're convicted in your heart that this is truly God, I believe with a good conscience we can serve him. There's no doubt about it. No reserve,
but saved to serve our blessed Lord. I believe this morning that we're never happier, and there is no more rejoicing than when a saved person serves Him. I want to tell you, if we belong to the Lord, let's serve Him with conviction and with a good conscience, serving the Lord. Amen. The Bible then, we know this morning that in serving the Lord, we're going to have hindrances. There's going to be that that's constantly warring against the members. The Bible teaches us that we're going to have that warfare. It's not only outside, but it's inside. Amen. It begins in the heart of man. How we have two natures, a natural man and a spiritual man. That natural man doesn't love the things of God. He'd rather be out here frolicking in the world. But I'm telling you, there's that one on the inside. That's God Himself that's constantly propping that one, that natural man, to serve the Lord. When our will gets in the center of His will, the job will get done. Saved to serve. We're going to have hindrances. The Apostle Paul, as he began to stand for the Lord, there were those that were heavily against him. You're going to have those that are going to be against you. The Bible said they have persecuted Jesus, and they're going to persecute you. Serving the Lord is hard work. Serving the Lord isn't for lazy people, but serving the Lord is for them who'll endure to the end. Such is saved that'll endure to the end. I believe with all of my heart that if you're truly saved, you will endure. Saved to serve the Lord. The Apostle Paul never wavered. Through the thick and the thin, he never wavered. Through the storms in the night, 14 days, he hadn't seen the sunshine. Starving to death. A cold in the sea, in the water, in the sea, in the shipwreck, shivering. But he never wavered. He kept on serving. The Bible said, I call him as a witness to the Gentiles. He has went to serve the Lord. But he found himself oftentimes beaten, oftentimes left for dead, shipwrecked. I'm going to say to you this morning, saved to serve. Amen. What a great example of servitude as the Apostle Paul was in preaching the gospel to the Gentile world. Had it not been for his service, where would the church be today? I want to tell you this morning, he served the Lord. He never wavered. I want to be a servant for the Lord. I believe he's a good paymaster, don't you? Yeah. That word servant oftentimes is translated as slave. I want to be a slave to Jesus. Bow down to my master and praising his holy name. Oh, glory to God. Somebody said, are you ashamed to be a slave? No. The fact of the matter is, and I take great pride in being a slave to Christ. What an occupation to be saved in service and serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. One of these days, our work will be over here. Amen. We'll step over into glory and say our last amen. Amen. And we'll forever be with Him in glory. My good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few. And he said, I'll make you ruler over many. I'm satisfied that serving the Lord is the greatest occupation on the face of the earth. Somebody said, I would like to be the president of the United States. I'd rather be a slave to Christ. Amen. Amen. Saved to serve. The Bible said now they were above 40 of these Jews after the Apostle Paul witnessed to them of the saving grace of Christ and what Christ done. There's wanting to kill him. There's wanting to put him to death. They hated Christ. They'll hate you. I think that's a hindrance oftentimes to the servant. And sometimes we want to step off into popularity. And sometimes we want to know that we can prosper. But I want to tell you, our popularity don't begin nor does it end here. It's in glory. Amen. The world doesn't know him and they're not going to know you. Amen. They're going to wonder why you do what you do. I'm going to tell you why. Because of Christ Jesus our Lord, in serving Him. I don't look to be popular down here. I don't look to be prosperous down here. But I want to serve Him with purpose. Amen. That my life would count for Jesus when I get to the end of the way. I mentioned earlier, we had several. We was talking coming in to church this morning. We was talking about how many of my classmates have already died. And some of them in their 40s, some of them in their 50s, some of them suicide, alcohol, drugs, had killed themselves. And their lives had just been wrecked and ruined. And I want to remind you, there go I, had it not been for the grace of God. Amen. When the Lord saved us, amen, to serve Him. He put us, as the Apostle Paul said, He put me in the ministry, and wherein I rejoice. Amen. We didn't choose this. He chose us. Amen. To serve, saved, to serve Him. That through our lives may bring glory and honor to Him. You know, sometimes we'd like the pat on the back and know that we've accomplished great things here. I've seen men not worthy of having their names put on highways, having their names put on buildings. I've seen men, wicked men, with their names placed on buildings, had institutions named after them. But oh, no preachers. No preachers. I think we ought to just name some highways after some preachers, don't you? I think, well, after all, they go up and down them so much. They ought to be named. I believe there ought to be some institutions with preachers' names on them. Amen. Them that really made a real difference in somebody's life in preaching and serving. I'd love to see the church exalted in serving Christ. Amen. Wow. What a church. Amen. What a church. They love to serve the Lord. I tell you, I my heart rejoices over what you're doing as the church and what we're doing in this community. It may look like little to the world, but I'm telling you, it's much in God's eyes. I was praying the other day for a little boy in our community. There's a little boy over here. I'm praying every day, God save him and call him to preach. I can't wait one day when God saves that boy and calls him to preach and minister the gospel to this community in their language, that he'll make a difference for Christ and Christ will save him to serve him. Amen. What a joy. The Bible said that they were over 40. He said, the night following, the Lord stood by him. Talking about the Lord stood by Paul. We serve with conviction. We serve because we've been converted. But it's a challenge to serve the Lord. Amen. Now, the Bible teaches us that the way of a transgressor is hard. If you fight against the pricks, if you push against God, being a saved person, a bought with a price, you're no longer your own, but you belong to Jesus. Amen. You're slaves to Christ. Your servants, but sons. Amen. Sons of Christ. I don't know how all that fits together, but I feel good in all of them. Don't you? Amen. The Bible said, the Lord stood by him. He told him, be of good cheer, Paul, for thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome. You've been a servant here, and I want you to serve me there. And he said, when it was day, certain of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they have killed Paul. He said, and they were more than 40 which had made this conspiracy. And they came to the chief priests and said, we have bound ourselves under a great curse, and we will eat nothing until we have slain Paul. They had it in their heart to do away with the servant. I'm telling you, a real servant of God, the devil ain't got no hold on them. The world can't do nothing with them. Amen. The Bible said, I stood with him. You preached in Jerusalem, you're going to preach saved to serve. God's got a purpose for every one of us in His kingdom. As little as our jobs may seem, as minute as we feel they are, but in the scheme of God's plan, they're the greatest. Remember the apostles, the disciples asked Jesus, said, "Who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" They really wanted to know, are we going to be the greatest? One of them even desired to sit down at the right hand of Christ in heaven. Wanted to sit down beside Him in heaven. And Jesus, and they were desiring to find out, am I going to be the greatest? After all, I'm a disciple. He said, no. And He went and got him a little child. Went and got him a little child and brought him to Himself and put him on his knee and said, this little child, He said, is greater. Amen, in the kingdom of heaven. He said, except you be as this little child. I'm going to tell you this morning, I just won't be a servant, don't you? I don't want to be nothing big, nothing that has to be held up. I was going to church one night, and I had my little nieces with me, little girls. Me and Miss D was going to revival over in Jasper area, and I pulled up, and they looked at me, and they said, Uncle William, said, they got your name on that sign. I said, don't pay no attention to that. They said, yeah, but we don't ever get to see that. Said, had a big old sign up there. Said, we see your name up there. Said, ain't that something? I said, nah. I said, it ain't important. He said, it is too. I said, no. I said, it ain't. I said, what's important is Jesus. I said, it ain't important that I'm here. I said, what's important is Jesus is here. Isn't that right? Little is much when God is in it. If we could just do a little, Lord, just let me be a little in the kingdom of heaven. And because of that little, God could be great in the sight of man. And this morning, we're saved to serve. Find your place. Find your place. And serve. Seek after that position that God intended to put you in. Don't fight against it. Don't push against the Lord. But find that place that He's working in your heart to serve. And go ahead and serve. You say, preacher, I don't know what to do. Well, I tell you what you do. If you get the unction to serve, come see me. There's plenty to do. Old Brother Milton Washington, a black man, I never will forget. I was 18 years old. Just had got out of high school. And the principal knew I was headed down the wrong road. And he came up to me and said, William, there's a company in Birmingham would like for you to come work down there. I had always been in the country. I was scared to death of the city. And they gave me the directions how to get there, and I went there. And they said you had to wear a suit and tie or a coat and tie for interview and for putting in an application. So I did. I found me an old blue coat and little tie. And boy, I felt plumb out of place. And I went down there and had the interview, and they hired me. And first day on the job, old Milton Washington, that black man, he come in every day whistling and singing gospel songs. And I never will forget his old saying. He'd say, you doing all right, men's? And I'd say, yeah, Milton, I'm doing all right. He said, come go with me. And I'd go with him. And you know, he was one of the bosses over there. And you know where he'd go? He'd clean up all the bathrooms in the building every morning. Every morning. This man was one of the elite men over the whole shipping department and the parts department. And every morning he'd head to the bathrooms and he'd clean the commodes. And I said, Milton, I said, what are you doing? He said, what? I said, you're cleaning
the Baptist. He said, when they hired me, he said, this is the first job they gave me. And he said, I've been responsible for this ever since. It's been there like 30 years. And he said, I cleaned the commodes and I washed the sinks down when I first get here. And I thought, Lord, I want to be that man. Yeah. That'd be humble enough to remember where I came from. And how God blessed me. He did it every morning. There's plenty to do. You say, well, I'd rather be up there in the limelight. No. No, that may not be where God needs you to be. We're all saved to serve Him. Serve Him where you are. Serve Him how you are. Just serve Him. And I'm going to tell you what you can do. You can rejoice. Now, let me ask you this while they get us a song ready. Serving is a challenge. Sometimes it goes against what you want to do or like to do. But nevertheless, it brings glory to God. It ought to be worth it. Paul, when they conspired to kill him, think about this. He came up under the teaching of Gamaliel, the greatest teacher of the law. He is born a Pharisee. He is a Roman citizen, a Jew. Wow, his parents were like that. And he was a little old. And they conspired his very own, wanted to kill him. We will not eat, we will not drink until we have killed Paul. Serving is a challenge. There's a lot of things that'll kill us spiritually and cause us then to quit serving Christ. There's many a day that I travel home quitting preaching. You may not think that, but I'll head to the house oftentimes and say, I quit, Lord. I'm not doing this no more. It tears my nerves up. I can't do it anymore. And I just resolved to the fact that I'll just quit. But then I wake up the next morning with a greater zeal. Yeah. Spirit of God begins to move in my heart. I get my book, and I get to read, and all of a sudden, Amen. Here we go again. Come Wednesday, I'm ready Wednesday. Yeah. Amen. Just keep on and serving the Lord. You say, well, you make it so easy. It's Christ that lives in us. Amen. It causes us to serve Him with zeal. This morning, you may be here today, and you may be fighting to be a servant, fighting against God to serve, to be a slave. But the Lord's calling you to serve, and He wants you to serve Him. But you fight Him and tell Him no. The invitation today is, why not yes? Lord, what You'd have me to do, ain't that what He said? Lord, what wilt Thou have me to do? When he got there, then God could use him. We need to get to that place right there. Lord, what will You have me to do? And then when he told Paul, I want you to go to the Gentiles, Paul lit out running, and he never stopped till his work got finished here. He said, I've fought a good fight. He said, I've kept the faith. Finished my course. He said, henceforth, there's a crown of life laid up for me. But he said, not for me only, but for all them who love him. Let's stand.